Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Elliot Maddox. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cesar Gutierrez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Steve Hobley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Roberto Pena. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bobby Bolin. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into right field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hobley. Cash reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walton. Horton reaches second base with a double. Cash scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to third. Two outs. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton strikes out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. McNerney reaches second base with a double. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a line drive towards third. Maddox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hovley. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Wilson moves to third. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. McAuliffe tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Tigers, 2, Brewers, 2. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper juggles the ball. That's an error on Harper. McAuliffe scores. Cash moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Tigers. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-1 in the game. Frien takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to third. Horton moves to second. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Cash scores. Horton moves to third. Frien moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Marty Patton now pitching. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobley hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. Walton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McNerney takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-1 in the game. Patton hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutierrez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobley hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 2 in the game. Walton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanley. The throw from McNerney and he is safe. Stanley steals second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to third. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hobley. Cash reaches second base with a double. Stanley scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horton is walked intentionally. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Frien hits a fly ball into right field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McNerney hits a line drive towards third. Maddox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Maddox moves to second. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maddox scores. It's 6-2, Tigers. Bob Locker now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McAuliffe hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pena reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Allen pinch hits for Roberto Pena. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Savage pinch hits for Bob Locker. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Dennis Saunders now pitching. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Hobley reaches second base with a double. Harper scores. Snyder moves to third. It's 6-3, Tigers. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-3 in the game. Walton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Hobley scores. It's 6-5, Tigers. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McNerney hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Allen now playing second base. Ted Savage now playing right field. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Steve Hobley now playing center field. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-3 in the game. Kubiak bunts towards the mound. Saunders fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. Savage hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Savage reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. Allen goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.